Hattie Jones gehörte mit ihrem Mann Leroy Jones zum engsten Kreis der Beatniks im Village der 50er Jahre. Später betätigt sie sich als Aktivistin der amerikanischen Bürgerrechts- und Frauenbewegung. Neben zahlreichen Gedichtbänden verfasste sie auch eine Bob Marley-Biografie. Seit vielen Jahren unterrichtet sie an New Yorker Universitäten. Ihre deutsche Stimme heute Abend ist der Schauspieler und Regisseur Ernst Gosner. Bitte auf die Bühne. Hattie Jones, Ernst Gosner.
Wie geht's? That's all I know. many thank you to everyone who has invited me here, and I've had such a splendid time. I'm going to read a few poems, and my able translator will help me out. Okay? I have a couple of them.
Okay.
Today, as you probably know, is September 11th, and I'm from New York, and I live not far from where the World Trade Center was destroyed. And so every night after, I would smell the smell, and my neighbors would smell it also, and we decided that it had to be the souls of the dead. And so I wrote about them. Dust, a survival kit. September 11th through October 11th, 2001. September 25. 2 weeks breathing the dead, each breath marking each stunning absence. Ourselves as coffin, winding sheet, urn, worm. But oh, of what is God made? October 2nd. We lived among blossoming words until some of them exploded like one human exploding another. Say human again. Try to feel the word on your lips. October 11th. The dead have dispersed. It has rained on them twice. They have drifted to sea, ascended in mist. Breathe them once again and begin.
Staub, ein Survival Kit, Herbst 2001. 25. September. 2 Wochen lang die Toten atmen. Jeder Atemzug eine betäubende Abwesenheit. Wir selbst, der Sarg, das Leichentuch, die Urne, der Wurm. Aber ach, woraus ist Gott gemacht? Oktober. Wir lebten unter blühenden Worten, bis einige davon explodierten, wie ein Mensch einen anderen explodieren lässt. Sag noch einmal Mensch. Versuch das Wort zu fühlen auf deinen Lippen. Oktober. Die Toten haben sich zerstreut. Zweimal hat es auf sie geregnet. Sie sind ins Meer hinausgetrieben, aufgestiegen in Dunst. Atme sie noch einmal. Und fang an.
Danke. Now, I don't want to make everybody too sad. So, I decided long ago that I would write as a new woman. And so I decided I like driving a car, and that I would write about driving. So this is a poem about driving, and it's called Ruby, My Dear. I borrowed the title from my favorite composer, Thelonious Monk. Ruby, my dear. The woman in the red car has a hand on the wheel and a hand in the air. She's keeping time to the music of her future. She wants to know it. She wants nothing to do with it. Maybe she'll drive fast enough to pass it, right past the narrow walls of her destiny, knocking them flat with one blow and driving over them clear into paradise. The woman in the red car is thinking of living forever while thinking of not thinking of it, her hands on the wheel, her hands in the air.
Ruby, my dear. Auto benannt nach einem Stück von Thelonious Monk. Die Frau in dem roten Auto hat eine Hand am Lenkrad und eine Hand in der Luft. Sie folgt dem Takt der Musik ihrer Zukunft. Sie will sie wissen, sie will nichts damit zu tun haben. Vielleicht wird sie schnell genug fahren, um sie zu überholen, vorbei an den engen Mauern ihres Schicksals, die sie mit einem Schlag umlegt und darüber wegfährt, geradewegs ins Paradies. Die Frau in einem roten Auto denkt daran, ewig zu leben und denkt daran, nicht daran zu denken. Ihre Hand ist auf dem Lenkrad, ihre Hand ist in der Luft.
Ah, oh, bravo! One that won't be translated, I'm sneaking it in. Because I ride a bicycle also in New York City, and in years ago I was the only woman riding a bicycle, and all the rest of the bicyclists were the messengers with their heavy packs on their back. So this is called Hotter Than July, 1982, the title borrowed from Stevie Wonder. Only the messengers and me out riding on 90 degree Fifth Ave. This morning a young man shakes a stop sign to get my attention. Is it my hair braided and wound, the purple shirt, the silver in my ears, or all these years of dodging traffic and compliments? Anyway, happy and 48 now, weaving among cars. I hope I die like this, looking good and moving fast. I decided as a woman that I would write about ordinary objects like Pablo Neruda, and that ordinary objects in a woman's life were worthy of attention. So this is Ode to My Kitchen Sink. Main man, you're my support, your two strong legs, your back 40 years against the brick wall. Though you were old when we met, even a patch of your iron heart already showing, I thought nothing of your imperfection, only of your double virtue, one side deep, the other shallow. You've held washboards, weeks of dishes, babies, even me, ass in the deep, feet in the shallow, eyes out the window. Sometimes think you swallow stuff like lettuce leaves or those perfectly formed fetal broccoli florets. Maybe you need this sustenance more than that caustic cleanser. And oh, I must apologize for so continually washing out your mouth with soap when you're this perfect older city living thing I lean on, waiting for that day the records ball will say, enough, one life is all you two get. And given others, saying, ours has been a gift.
Ode an meine Küchenspüle. Mein bester Freund bist du, mein Halt. Mit deinen zwei starken Beinen, deinem Rücken, seit 40 Jahren an einer Ziegelmauer. Obwohl du alt warst, als wir uns trafen und ein Flecken deines eisernen Herzens schon sichtbar, dachte ich nicht an deine Unvollkommenheit, nur an deine doppelte Tugend. Eine Seite tief, die andere flach, hast du Waschbretter gehalten, Geschirr von Wochen, Babys, sogar mich, Arsch im Tiefen, Füße im Seichten, der Blick aus dem Fenster. Manchmal, Spüle, schluckst du Dinge wie Salatblätter oder diese makellos geformten fötalen Brokkoliröschen. Vielleicht brauchst du diese Nahrung mehr als den ätzenden Reiniger. Und ach, muss mich entschuldigen dafür, dass ich deinen Mund ständig mit Seife auswasche. Du perfektes, älteres Stadtgeschöpf, auf das ich mich stütze. Auf jenen Tag wartend, an dem die Abrissbirne sagt, genug, ein Leben ist alles, was ihr zwei bekommt. Und im Vergleich zu anderen Spüle war unseres ein Geschenk.
I write about women all over the world. This is a sneaky. And I've written about, there is an organization called Women in Black, and they demonstrate in various places. And this was when they were in Beijing in 1995 at a vigil at sundown. Patterns in the dust of different kinds of shoe soles. Black on black, we sway like grain. Like the woman beside me, the scar of the burning she escaped. When she turns to me, smiling, the scar is a path slick in the gathering dark. Half the world is ours to take. You know what it is when you lose, when you have two hands and you lose one glove. And so this is a poem about that. It seems to stand for everything. Genuflection to the God of lost gloves. Dear God, I'm truly grateful for my small red car, my 30-year-old washing machine, and my kitchen table's extra leaf. As for the rest, like the leather glove lost among the literati, may it serve to remind that only in giving have I ever found a future to transfigure the flesh I can never fathom. Here I've tried to say with my hands full, take that I may be revealed. Oh, God of lost gloves, I'm on my knees, and here is my bare hand.
Kniefall vor dem Gott der verlorenen Handschuhe. Lieber Gott, wahrlich dankbar bin ich für mein kleines rotes Auto, meine 30 Jahre alte Waschmaschine und meinen ausziehbaren Küchentisch. Was den Rest betrifft, wie den Lederhandschuh, verloren unter Literaten, mag er daran erinnern, dass ich nur im Geben jemals eine Zukunft gefunden habe, um das Fleisch zu verwandeln, das mir stets ein Rätsel bleibt. Hier habe ich versucht zu sagen, alle Hände voll, nimm, damit ich offenbart werde. Oh Gott, der verlorenen Handschuhe, ich knie vor dir und hier ist meine bloße Hand.
There isn't anything to say about weather except everything about weather, the weather. So this poem is called Weather. My folder of poems labeled Weather holds no clues as to whether or not there'll be any, whether to count on, say, a hard rain like little nails or the deluge plunging radiant. Now that we've plunged into war, and wars don't stop like rain stops, like that last slow drizzle onto the old tin bathroom vent. Sweet hint of growth in the soft, wet drift north. Fire or ice, are you breathing? Are you lucky enough to be breathing?
Wetter. Mein Ordner mit Gedichten zum Thema Wetter enthält keine Hinweise darauf, ob es denn überhaupt irgendein verlässliches Wetter geben wird. Sagen wir, einen Regen so hart wie kleine Nägel oder einen Wolkenbruch wie ein strahlender Sturzbach. Nun, da wir uns in den Krieg gestürzt haben und Kriege nicht wie Regen aufhören, wie jenes letzte leise Nachtropfen auf dem alten Blech der Entlüftung vor dem Bad, süßer Bote des Lebens in der lauen, feuchten Strömung nordwärts. Feuer oder Eis? Feuer oder Eis? Atmest du? Hast du das Glück zu atmen?
To end with a poem that hasn't been translated into German, but maybe someone will one day be kind enough to do that. And I have to stand up to read it to you because I'm so short, I feel as if I can't see myself. So, I'll stand up. I was asked a while ago to contribute to an art project on homelessness because there were so many people without a home in New York. And I said to the organizer, but no, I don't know anything. I have a home. And they said, well, you must do something. I said, well, that's what I'll do. I'll write about home, which is what I know. So I made a little house. See the little house? There's a little house. And so I'll write about home. Deep to the heart as the truth strikes home. Ladybug, ladybug, fly away home. Home in home is the sailor, home from the sea, the hunter, home from the hills. Welcome home, safe home, home for home base, harvest home, home with a brave, be it ever so humble. There's no place like home. Chickens come home to roost. Charity begins at home. Home is where the heart is. Home is where you hang your hat. Home, sweet home, make yourself at home. You'd be so nice to come home to. Something to write home about. A man's home is his castle. Keep the home fires burning till the cows come home. Lassie, come home. Bring home the bacon for hearth and home. Don't brew. Don't leave home without it. To market, to buy a fat pig. Home again, home again. Jiggity-jig, this little piggy stayed home, ate us out of house and home. Home folks, homegrown, homebound, homeboy, homegirl, home team, home game, home run, home plate, down home, homestead, home front, homegrown, home stretch, all the way home, home at last, home free. Thank you.